You're listening to Newstalk 1400 KFRU. I've had the opportunity and the privilege to read this book called The Education of a Traitor, a memoir of growing up in Cold War Russia. It's written by someone who lives here now, but it is about the time, and we'll get to a clearer number of years that this encompasses. Svetlana Grobman is a Jewish immigrant from Russia, born in Moscow, lived her life there, came to the United States, now works in this area, I believe, at the Daniel Boone Regional Library. Is that correct?
That's right.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
So this covers how many years of your life?
15.
The thing that strikes me from this, was this, would you call your upbringing in Russia typical? Average upbringing?
Oh, pretty average. I mean, very typical.
So you were living there during the 50s and half of the decade of the 60s.
Well, I actually lived there till 1990. I left in 1990. But the book covers only the first 15 years.
That's right. Thank you. So these are very formative years. These are the important years of your life.
Right.
What, if someone were to ask you, what sticks out most about living in Russia during those years, how would you describe that in just a few words? What was the overall atmosphere or environment or color of that time period in your life?
Gray and dark brown. In fact, that was what you would go to a store to buy a dress or anything, and that was the prevalent color, dark gray and dirty brown.
See, that's the feeling I got from reading, was that it didn't seem very colorful.
No, it was a very cloistered and oppressive life.
You spent a whole lot of time talking about your grandmother in particular and your grandfather. Was it typical for children at that time to be raised by grandparents rather than parents?
Well, they didn't exactly raise me. I lived with them till I turned 5 and a half. My parents, we actually lived all together. We lived in a 1.5 rooms apartment, which meant we actually had one room and one kitchen. So my family, my parents and I, we lived in the kitchen, and my grandparents lived in that one room, whatever you call it. And I really loved them very much. You know, my first years I spent with them. And then when my family, my parents and I, we moved out, I would come back to visit every school break and spend quite a few summers with my grandma.
I liked your grandfather a lot.
I thought I did too.
The picture of him was pretty neat. I liked a couple of the pictures. One in particular that I'm thinking that's towards the end of the book where he is by himself. I like the other pictures with others, but I just like that picture. How would you describe your grandfather?
He was a man with a lot of dignity and sense of humor, whose life was pretty much squashed by the regime.
When you talk about the regime, explain what you mean, because this hangs over everything that you're talking about.
Well, there was no freedom. And for my grandfather, who actually escaped from the Ukraine, it used to be the Ukraine, and brought his family. I came from the family of kulaks. That's what they called us, or called them. I was not born in Russia. Which meant they were small farmers, and they just minded their own land and had a couple of cows. But according to the Soviet laws, and that was at the time of Stalin, they were kulaks. They were people who were killed or prosecuted, was sent to all kinds of gulags, and lots of them died. So he came from that family, and that definitely was his experience from being very young. And then he was in the Soviet army, and of course spent quite a few years during the Second World War, although he got lucky in a way that he was on the border with Finland. And after the war, he was put into prison because somebody, his boss, apparently stole something, but he said it was my grandfather, and which was very hard to prove, but you didn't have to have any proof. He was Jewish, and that was enough.
Yeah.
And he suffered quite a bit, which I didn't know till I was much older. Broken ribs and lost teeth, mm-hmm. but he didn't talk about it.